though he fell short of his Kickstarter fundraising target of $125,000 by his February 18 deadline. Billy Morrison is declaring his campaign in support of his original new strategy game Hockey Hardware a big success. Over 32 days, Morrison raised pledges of more than $35,350 from 182 backers, reaching 28% of his goal. "It was a learning experience for us," Morrison told the local Monday. "Everything from setting the funding goal to setting the duration, and the promotional aspect of it, and raising the pledges. It's disappointing we didn't reach the funding goal. But the success of the campaign was the promotional element." To build buzz for his creation, Morrison and his wife Catherine held Hockey Hardware events at board game cafes in Ottawa, Guelph and St. Catharines. They also spent several days in Toronto during the NHL All-Star Week, where they partnered with the Carnegie Initiative Summit. Named in honor of Herb Carnegie, generally considered the best black hockey player to never play in the NHL, the Carnegie Initiative Summit is dedicated to bringing diversity to the sport and working to ensure that hockey is inclusive, supportive and welcoming to all. In 2022, Carnegie was honored posthumously by being inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in the Builder category. "More than just a tabletop game, I believe Hockey Hardware can help grow the sport of hockey," said the 32-year-old Morrison, who grew up in Niagara-on-the-Lake. "We share a lot of the same values with the Carnegie Initiative. I believe Hockey Hardware can increase interest and accessibility to hockey by bringing people closer to the sport through this tabletop game medium and create new fans." Hockey Hardware can be played by up to four people, who draw cards and roll seven specialized dice to accumulate points in the form of goals, assists, hits and other hockey statistics. Players participate in three sets of five rounds, representing the three periods of a hockey game, to use those points to capture trophies at the end of the game. "Anyone can play it," Morrison added. "While it's made with hockey fans in mind, players don't need any hockey knowledge or experience to have fun or win." During the time spent in Toronto, Morrison rubbed shoulders with hockey executive Brian Burke, broadcaster Elliot Friedman and NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly. NHL pros Anthony Stewart, Mark Fraser, Matt Sundin and Curtis Joseph were also introduced to the game. "It was great exposure for Hockey Hardware," said Morrison. "We also handed out hundreds of promotional cards to hockey fans as well. It was very encouraging and very motivating to us to see that great feedback about this game." Last month, Morrison outlined to the local why his Kickstarter goal was set at $125,000. He is adamant that other than the dice, which have to be imported, Hockey Hardware is to be manufactured, packaged and shipped via a company that operates out of Montreal, Quebec, making it authentically Canadian. Having not reached his goal, Morrison is mulling over other options to get the game onto card tables across the country. Those options could include making modifications to the game itself, relaunching another Kickstarter campaign, taking in investors to help with the costs or even making an appearance on CBC Television's Dragon's Den. "We're reviewing everything, and considering everything," he said. "All options are on the table. It's still early at this point, so anything is possible." In the meantime, Morrison is hoping those who are interested in following the next steps in the development of Hockey Hardware will sign up for his newsletter at hockeyhardware.com. Looking back on what he calls his 32-day sprint of action and travel, he has nothing but positive things to say. "Thousands of people now know about Hockey Hardware," Morrison stated. "I can confirm there is a lot of interest and a lot of excitement. It's my full intention and determination to bring this game to life one way or another."